Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
I'm getting spooky with the chumps and a live studio audience. Grab your favorite poison. It's Halloutini.
Welcome to a special Jeff Lewis Halloutini event. We're in the SiriusXM Garage Studio here in Los Angeles. We have a live studio audience. Looks like half of you at least have dressed up. I'm here with Carrie and Todd Lewis, Shane Douglas, Doug Budin, Krista Lamas, Pej Vedat, Monica Casey, and Brogan's here too. Hi, Brogan. Brogan and Shane are dressed as Patrick and Pol. Why don't you explain your outfits, please?
Well, these are custom Polo 2 suits. Snow White 90210 is here. I just did 15 Zoom readings. It's been a long day.
Oh, I see your coffee grounds right there.
And you can stream Gown and Out season 26 on Amazon Prime.
Todd, that's right, bitches!
Todd, oh yes, exactly. Todd, who are you dressed as?
I'm Buddy the Elf. Thank you.
Doug, who are you dressed as?
Oh, you always forget at the end of the month when I'm here to collect the rent. It's Mrs. Roper.
Carrie, you are a sexy skeleton.
I am.
Sure is.
Okay, Pej, you are... Pej, does he have a mic?
Yeah, here.
Okay, Pej, what are you dressed as?
I'm a really depressed Giants fan who died this season.
Okay. Okay. All right, but it's good prosthetics there.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was a zombie. Bad.
And then Krista, you are Tinkerbell? What are you?
No, I'm Juliet, looking for a Romeo.
I'm right
giving
here.
Up on Kian.
I've given
and
up Kian's, on Kian.
Kian is around here. He's dressed as Peter Pan. We know what that means.
Gay. Sounds about right.
Gay is it, you know, Vanilla Bill. But, and then with Brogan, you are dressed as Patrick. And then Monica, Freddy Krueger?
I'm healing my childhood trauma from watching Nightmare on Elm Street at sleepovers.
All right, so we are going to, later on, we're going to play a game, an audience game, where we ask you questions, and then whoever comes up with the answer gets a point. We don't have anything to give away today.
We'll find something. Pumpkin!
Right, and we are, apparently, we are not allowed to bring alcohol here in the garage studio. Yeah, I know. So we're all drinking coffee. If you notice all of our Starbucks cups, we are all drinking coffee.
The best water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And coffee.
Mm-hmm. Now, Todd, you were supposed to be coming as Beetlejuice. What happened?
We ran a little late, as you may know. Last night was a big show. It was the Barbie Scream House for the fifth grade at the elementary school. Yeah, no, everybody knows about
it.
In
the newsletter.
I took 2 days off of work to build the damn thing. We did it last night. I've been beat all day, and then I had to break it down today.
And take a nap.
So I couldn't quite commit to the whole makeup, but I thought Buddy the Elf was a nice alternative, and it works nicely because you are also Christmas horror theme.
I am the Grinch today. It is
and every day.
And every day.
Yeah, it's a little bit sexier than when I did the Christmas elf, I think.
I think so, too. You're not by much. Less scary.
So my first question to the chumps is, have you ever had sex in your Halloween costume?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking everybody.
I know, we're all chumps, right?
Right.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Of
course. Which costume?
All of them.
Oh, all of them.
Any costume, Halloween or otherwise.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Doug, we know the answers.
Yeah.
No. So, Shane, what about you?
I mean, not yet, but maybe tonight.
Oh,
Monica.
Oh, yeah. Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. So yeah, you're asking for it.
You have to have sex in that.
Krista, well, we know that's a yes, too. And Pej?
Yeah.
Not tonight, though.
I don't know if I'm going to have sex with that.
Oh, you're not going to have sex with Todd tonight?
Well, not if he's dressed that way, no.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Doesn't turn you on?
What?
He could also
Papa L said we could.
Oh, you're making it so much more hot. Keep going.
I was looking at the, you know, when people trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
That you know that the average bag, right? So you go out and trick-or-treat, mm-hmm. and you get to take all this candy. The average bag is 11,000 calories. Now, I know that's important to chumps, but 11,000 calories of candy. Now, what I do realize is that I think it was Baby Ruth is the most. It's 288 calories, 12 grams of fat.
Not worth it.
Stay away from that.
Is that a mini or the full size?
I didn't say.
I think it's a mini.
Important.
And then the York peppermint patties, 149 calories, 4 grams of fat. What I don't want is the fucking, the raisinettes.
You don't like a raisinette?
No. And I don't want raisins, and I don't want dental floss, and I don't want
pennies.
Do you remember going to those houses and you get...
We have a system at our house. As you know, we get like 400 trick-or-treaters literally at our house.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah, we'll get up to 1,000.
When we move to our house, we're going to have that problem.
Yeah. So it's a good problem to have, but everyone, when they come to our house for Halloween, has to bring a bag of candy.
Terrible problem.
And we separate the Whoppers. So if a kid's a dick, or if their parents are dicks, or we don't like their parents, or we don't like the kid, then we give them Whoppers.
So you have Whoppers or what?
Or other
or
candy.
Something good.
Or good stuff.
But I hate the kids that will come up, and I'm like, hey, what are you? Like, I had a girl, she was clearly in a banana costume. She's like, I'm a plantain. I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you did not buy a fucking plantain costume. You bought a banana costume.
I like how your hat keeps moving every time you gesticulate. Now, you know what happened in my house? If you were not, this is the truth, if you were not wearing a costume, my mother would put a chicken foot in your bag. And so she would say, you're not wearing a costume. I was very popular.
How many chicken feet did
she would
have?
Buy
a real,
dozens.
A real chicken
foot? Because she was a Chinese cooking teacher, so we always had chicken feet. And she would say, you're not wearing a costume. You get a trick. And she would put a raw chicken foot in your bag.
Sounds like honey.
And to God.
No.
I swear. Now, my mother says, this is according to the widow. I don't remember this. She said that people would line up and take their costumes off to have the crazy lady put a chicken foot. How much? She probably gave all these people salmonella. Mm-hmm.
Chicken feet.
Chicken feet.
Wow. Wow, okay. Well, we almost did that with Carrie because Carrie did not want to dress up. And I told her that everyone was dressing up.
Well, I didn't know what this was. I thought we were just like going upstairs and doing a show. No one actually explained that there was like
a live audience.
Yeah.
I don't think I gave you all the information.
Your costumes are amazing. Alyssa didn't email us anything.
Until we showed up, I thought it was at 5 o'clock.
So we have twins. We have identical twins in front of us who are in matching outfits, and I'm assuming it is The Shining. Is that what's happening
here? It's
gorgeous.
It's really, really good.
It's good.
Now,
creepy.
We are all going to a bar called Schmitty's after this, which you're all welcome to join. Please come with us. We reserve the outside patio. Yeah. We're hoping that every one of you come with us. What are you saying, Corella, over there?
I want everyone to be there.
Oh, okay, good.
So now, Todd Lewis is going to be, you're going to be moderating a game today, right?
I am. I'm very excited about it.
And it's Guess That Track or Ghoul Your Whack. Now, I do not know any of the answers. They put it in my rundown, but I just handed it to Shane. I said, I don't want to see it because I want to play.
Well, okay, so a little bit of setup here, guys. So, you know, there's always classic horror films and Halloween films, but real generally just, you know, scary films. So there's a few here, some that are not your traditional, but you should know it and should be able to guess it. So we got all these cues lined up. We're going to go through, let it play for a couple seconds, and then we can shout out answers. Does that sound okay? Or then you'll say, Ghoul, You're Whack, or after that?
I feel like we can shout out you could still play it, but we could shout it out and they could still play a little
bit.
Yeah,
no, I'm down for that.
Okay.
Let's get to the game.
Because I'm really good at this.
You guys ready?
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, sorry.
Can Pej, Krista, Monica play as well?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
All right, so Jameson or Oscar. Everyone say hi to Oscar, by the way. That's Oscar. He's way back there. He's dressed as Doc Brown.
I can't
Doc
see
Brown.
Him. I don't have all my right. glasses
Todd,
on.
Just give the track number and then Oscar will play.
All right, Oscar, track number one. Know it on the chorus.
A Million Miles Away.
Well, I start at the beginning.
Well, I put it.
A million miles away.
Hold on.
Enya.
What?
A Million Miles Away.
Yeah, but that's not the movie.
The movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's from a movie?
Yeah, but I actually gave them the exact word to start. Hold on, let's hear it.
I can't even hear it.
I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery, everybody.
Pet cemetery.
Yeah, too long. All right. Going on to track two. Hopefully,
we're not loud enough. I can't hear.
Yeah, we got to make it louder.
Grandpa
and then also,
hear.
Oscar,
I'm so glad we did that sound check.
I gave you a timer to start it.
I've been
about
an hour earlier
to
sound check. We can't fucking hear it.
All right, here. Hopefully, number two doesn't start at the beginning. It starts at where I told him in the track. Number two, Oscar. That's the Lost Boys.
Good job.
God, how'd you get
that? See?
Because
now we're doing it.
But you as well.
That's what I said, and you're like, just shout it out. I no, wanted to play. Oh, okay. Okay. Everyone remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I never would have got that.
Michael.
I would have gotten that if it was another. I needed another second.
Okay, you're right.
The bulls, yeah.
Moving on. This one's an easy one. Number three, Oscar.
Supposedly.
Halloween.
Exorcist.
Nope. Exorcist. Wow. Somehow you used it all. I knew number.
You know who'd be good at this,
all right,
Barney.
This one's a little tough. This one's a little tough. I feel like an audience member is going to get this one. Number four, Oscar.
Nope. Oh, is it?
Mamma Mia. That is a horror film.
Tim Burton.
Nope.
It's Halloween.
Gremlins. Yeah. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's Gremlins. Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Get that.
1984.
All right, this one's an easy one. Number five, go, Oscar.
Halloween.
Wow. Doug, 1 out of 5. All right, this one a little bit more difficult, but anyone that's over 40 will get it. Number six, Oscar. Not playing.
Poltergeist.
Yes, Jeff. Nice. Moving on to number seven. It may take a second, but hit it, Oscar. Okay, this one a little bit different. Go outside, you know, the normal horror film, but still a horror film. Number eight.
My childhood.
License to Drive.
Patrick Bateman. American Psycho. There you go. All right, this is a really good one, and I hope most of the audience gets it. Number nine, Oscar, hit us with it.
This sounds twilight. Twilight.
No, come on, guys.
That's a good guess.
Thank you. That was a good guess.
Sounds like Sight Glass.
Come on, guys.
I know.
Drew Barrymore.
E.T.
Scream. Who said it? Scream. That was when she died, the first scene. After Drew Barrymore died, they play that, and then they shot
obscure.
Like the school the
that
next
is
day.
This is like
not
the
obscure
Easter...
at all. Not obscure at all. Classic film.
Todd, this reminds me of the Easter right. morning where you
moving
hit all
on.
The eggs in the rain
moving
gutters
on.
And no let's one could find them.
Here we go. Okay. So number 10. Go ahead, Oscar.
Damien.
No, a Nightmare on Elm
Street. Back row. Nightmare on Elm Street. All right, this is Jeff's favorite track, number 11, Oscar.
Silence of the Lambs.
Goodbye, horse.
Right?
Yeah.
Will you reward that person? Hard offer. You got a size 14.
Wait.
We're screaming.
That's one of my
favorites.
All right. It's one of your favorites.
We only have two more guys of this awesome game.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, thank God.
Number 12. Hit it, Oscar. A classic.
A Psycho.
Yes, Jeff. Yes. And finally, number 13. Oscar.
The
there we go! Thank you for playing.
That's barely
remember
a
that the 9:30 show is completely
I like
different
I got
than
three.
The 7:30 show. I thought so you guys would have gotten all of
that. Now that is also from Sleeping with the Enemy. That's the
oh,
music.
It is.
That's
yeah, that's
where
right.
She hears it and then she knows
and
that
the towels
there.
Aren't the same.
The towels.
Yeah.
The Dies Irae theme from Berlioz's Symphony Fantastique, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Thank you, Rain Man.
I knew that. That's my game.
I didn't know all those details.
That was a
real
hit.
Just remember Julia Roberts was hot as fuck. Yeah.
Worst item to give out to trick-or-treaters?
Toothbrush.
Apparently, chicken feet.
Pennies?
pennies.
Any fruit.
You
dried
love floss.
Fruit, raisins.
Don't talk shit about floss. You're obsessed with dental floss.
I know, but I don't want it as a trick.
You're not giving it to kids.
No.
Some people do
have it everywhere.
The dentists in the neighborhood do it because they get the free samples.
And it has their names.
Yeah.
So you're planning to give out candy. I'm going to be turning out the lights.
Well, because you're coming to our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to give out glow sticks also.
Glow sharks?
Glow sharks?
Glow sharks.
Glow sharks.
Wow, my wife
extra
had an opportunity
glow
to plug
the ones
it.
That
cracked. Jeez, that actually worked.
Do you still have the glow sharks?
No, we sold out.
By the way, there's no clocks.
So they're
not
in production.
I don't. Okay, but I don't have a, usually I have a clock.
You're doing great. Keep going. Give me another 5 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. That's what Carrie says.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Todd, you got a tight
5 minutes.
I'm like, five.
Only five.
You're pushing it.
Todd's got a tight 5. I turn the lights out, and I hide in the back of my house, and I order in.
In the
I
shed?
I don't sit in the shed. I sit in the back of my house.
What will you order on? You know, you could go with
Star
us
of India.
If you wanted.
Oh, you're
Todd's.
Welcome to come over. Oh, you'd love it. It's so fun. No, it's fun.
Love.
Why don't you dress up and give out candy? It's the best.
It's so much fun.
So I used to do that in Jeff's new neighborhood where they shut the streets down and they bus in a lot of kids. And we would hand out 2,000 pieces of candy.
Am I going to have to get that kind of candy?
Oh my God, fun.
You might have to take it
on Halloween.
I'm going to take my time doing that remodel.
On your particular
not
block,
up to you.
I think it's a block south.
You're like, I finished November
1st. It's insane.
You're in the north
it's
side.
It's a never-ending.
Yeah, people don't go. They don't go north of Beverly.
They don't go north
they don't walk
Beverly.
The streets.
It's the first block south of Beverly.
Definitely go north of Melrose.
So sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well,
on the other side of Larchmont, really.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
All right, so I won't worry about
it. I think I'm just going to order in. I'm going to enjoy the bed, have my dinner on my TV.
Oh, here we go with the bed again.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
And I've got a lot of programs to watch. I got a lot of stories on
my DVR. Oh, really?
DVR.
Like what?
The House
like
of
what?
Usher we're watching.
I haven't watched the Beckham documentary yet.
Yeah. But don't you watch like a Halloween theme
a horror,
kind of
a
movie?
Horror.
I've been watching Hulu-ween.
We've been watching the Fall of the House of Usher.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What's that?
I just started that yesterday.
It's very good. Very
it
good.
Is good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
You gotta get through an episode and a half, but it gets really good after that.
I just started it last night.
Yep, yeah.
It is good.
I like
Shane,
it a lot.
What are you watching right now?
Beverly Hills,
that's
New
that's
York.
That's Halloween themed.
Yeah. We'll probably watch a scary movie on Tuesday.
Poltergeist is such a good movie. I think I'm on a
I haven't seen it.
Monica, where are you trick or treating?
You haven't seen Poltergeist?
I might do a little school early trick or treat and then home to give out candy.
You don't want to come to Carrie and Todd's?
I mean, I was.
It's a party.
We'll totally
if you were invited,
yes,
would you
if
come?
I was invited.
Do you want to invite
you're not,
in the
but
studio?
If you were invited, would you come?
If I were, hypothetically,
they'll bring
I'll
a bag
think
of candy.
About it.
Should be good.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
They can't give away the invites.
I mean, you're coming to Thanksgiving.
I
think you can't come to Halloween.
So, Doug, you'd rather sit home alone than come to trick-or-treating?
Well, I we'll see.
He would.
Doug would
rather.
He's going to give out chicken's feet.
Yeah. Maybe I should get some. I'll bring the chicken's feet.
That'd be
iconic. Love that $5,000 bed.
I do. I so do. I want to spend every second in it. I just ordered a second TV tray, so I have one on either
I'm sorry,
side.
You have more than one? You
yes.
have a TV? That is amazing.
I'm going to have two TV trays, one on either side.
Just in case someone comes over.
Do you eat in bed?
My computer, my dinner, my you know what I did the other day? I took my coffee, and I made my coffee in a nice cup, and I put that on the TV tray on my bed, like in a commercial.
Can you play the Halloween
like,
music
like
under
do
this?
Like they do in the hotels.
We don't have the Oscar music.
Yeah. What's up? What's wrong with that?
Okay. Are you going to be dressing up on Tuesday? Do I need to dress up Tuesday as well?
Yeah. The grown-ups dress up for the most part. Yeah.
I'm fine to do this again.
Yeah.
There's
don't
a
take
second
it off.
Grinch
just
costume.
It.
Just I don't
leave
think
it
it's
like
going to come off. That's the problem.
We fully got scammed off of Etsy because we got a cheap costume and then we got a second more expensive one off Etsy thinking it'd be a higher quality. Some hoe just bought the cheap one and then resold it to us for more on Etsy.
Both costumes.
The Amazon was like $59 and that was like $100 for the more expensive one.
The exact same costume. So I thought, oh, this is higher end. I'll get this one.
I thought it'd be hand-stitched off Etsy.
I'm telling you, the exact same costume. They charged me what?
It was like $109 versus $59.
Yeah, and I bought them both, and they're the exact same thing.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's
crazy.
That's like, isn't that like what Sutton was doing? She put a different label in it?
That's upcycling. That's good for the environment.
Oh, right. Just like this.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. This could be from Sutton.
I got it at the boutique.
I was there at 117 right before they closed.
Are you wearing the Etsy one or the Amazon one?
Who cares? It's the same thing. It was the actual same bag.
The first one, $59.
Are you going to return the other one?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, I'll return them.
I just probably just donated.
I have two Moo Moos I'm returning.
Donated, I guess.
Oh.
I really wanted to bring Toby and dress him up as Max. I really did. But, I mean, he's a little hyper.
He's like a terrible. Yeah. It wouldn't work.
He'd shit all over the floor.
He'd be loud.
And he puts his nose in people's privates.
Well, like that's
he's,
fine.
You know, he's young.
As
he's
do you.
Send him to me.
Those kids.
I mean, it's really.
Hey, Jeff, we're good to take a break now if you want to take a break.
Dogs take after their owners. Really
Jeff, we're good to take a break.
What?
We're good to take a break if you want to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Now.
You don't want to talk about that?
No, I just think, like, we can move on.
You put your nose in people's privates.
What is your costume again?
My costume, well, my boyfriend and I let you out.
Look, he's going to get on stage. He's going to get on stage. Well,
yeah,
I'm looking at him. Stage.
Oh, thank you for asking. Oh,
I'm so glad you asked. We're a chocolate and vanilla ice cream cone swirl.
What's with the
like
beret?
DQ special.
Well, it's a nod to ice cream. So it's like, this is the ice cream and these are sprinkles. They're pipe cleaners. And then the beret is a cherry on top.
That's a reach.
Oh.
I thought you were a canvas.
Thank you.
Are those from Etsy?
No, I made it with my own two hands.
Good for you.
Thank you for both of us. Love That's you.
All right, yeah, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, so you can talk about it more.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150 with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features, the owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I do want to throw some questions to the audience. Well, actually, you ask your questions. Let's. If anyone has any questions for us or any chumps at all, now is the time.
Oh shit!
Except for that one, we are
moving on.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, we can answer any questions except for that one.
We'll fix that in post.
Oh, Doug has changed his outfit, as you see. Doug, what are you dressed as now?
I am Heidi Hefeweizen, and I welcome you to Oktoberfest, because, you know, this is the end of October. Cheers!
Cheers, Heidi.
Hey, Heidi.
And I have for you some bratwurst, which you can have a bite of later, mein Liebchen.
All right, in the meantime, if anyone has a question for us, you can raise your hand. Krista or Monica will hand you the mic, and you can ask questions. And it looks like no one has a single question for us, which is...
You didn't plant any questions? Like,
you should have.
No, I guess we did need to plant, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to plant questions.
Okay, sorry. Oh, there's one back there, the bumblebee.
Oh,
the bumblebee.
While Monica goes to the bumblebee, Jeff, how long did it take you to get into makeup today?
It was about an hour and a half.
Mm. Yeah.
And it looks like you're wearing prosthetics, but you're not? That's your face?
Wow.
I'm not wearing any prosthetics. Thank you, Jameson.
The shape looks different, doesn't it? Jeff's face.
Completely different.
Molded with the facial hair, the green hair. Tight jaw.
She painted
There's
in your
no
crow's
prosthetics.
Feet.
Absolutely no prosthetics.
Kathy, what's your question?
Okay. Yeah,
here we go.
My question's for Doug.
Oh, hi.
Hi, hello. Doug. Where are
you from? Heidi.
Kathy from Thousand Oaks.
Hey, hi, Kathy.
What's up, Kathy?
Doug, are you coming out with another Cook and Kibitz box, or after the debacle from last time, you'll never do that again?
I think the answer is both. We certainly are not going to do another box like we did last time, because we had to pay for all of those replacements. But yes, we're working on something else. In the meantime, I do invite everyone to go to saltery.store for Doug's holiday box.
So for those of you that don't know, we put together a bundle last year, and then the company we work with went bankrupt. So what happened was they took all the money, and then they shipped the product.
Could have been the broken dishes.
They went bankrupt because you sold casseroles that broke in transit to everyone.
So then we had to pay for every single
each replacement, and I had to do each one as an individual sale. 591 bakers. Literally, go to the website, click Add to Cart, look at the person's name. Oh, Sheila, you're getting a blue process set. I had to do that 591 times.
Yeah, that was almost, that was a big disaster, but not as bad as Channel 780.
Jeff, if people want to...
Oh, don't poo-poo. I'm just kidding.
If people want a more reliable product, they can go to jefflewismerch.com, t-shirts. People love our t-shirts.
Do we sell casserole dishes?
We don't.
Or glow shirts.
We sell t-shirt with a broken casserole dish. This is cooking kibbutz. Nice!
Oh, you got it. You actually received it.
Nice. Does
oh, it, I can. It smells like smoke. I can smell it from here.
How is Mexico?
Well, we are going to play another game, but we're going to need Pej Vidot for this.
Oh, okay, here we go.
I'm going to need Pej Vidot.
Nice, Pej.
We all need Pej Vidot.
Name that feature or girl.
Coming up, right?
You're a creature.
Yeah, come on up.
Come up.
Come on up. So Pej. What happened?
Let's hear it for Pej, everybody.
Hey. Right here. Okay. He does. So what Pej is going to do? He's going to put in vampire fangs. Then he's going to read the line from a horror movie, and then the chumps guess the horror movie.
I haven't acted in 5 months, so.
Oh, this should be easy.
Yes. I can't understand a word.
Ready?
I never thought Pej wouldn't be hot.
That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
All right, so here we go. Number one.
Ready? It's alive! It's alive!
Frankenstein.
Okay. I still got it.
Still got it.
Or
so if it screams, you're right. We're right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then if it, okay, got it.
It's if it scream, it's you're right. And if it's wrong, Oscar play it if it's wrong.
You fool!
You're a fool.
What's that from?
Disney, etc.
Well done.
All right. What's the second one?
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
That could be a lot of movies.
Yeah, I don't watch Dracula, Dracula 2, Dracula the Return.
No, that's not it.
The Fly.
Oh,
did I do it
fly.
Wrong? I don't watch horror films.
What's The Fly?
Too obscure. Oh,
Jeff Goldblum was in the picture.
That was a scary movie.
That was a hard one. All right, what's the third one?
You'll know this one for sure.
Okay.
Here's Johnny.
Shining.
We all indicate to the twins.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're phenomenal in the front row.
Number four.
Oh, you too, Pej.
They're here.
Poltergeist.
Thank you. Exactly. How did she say
it? Okay, listen. I've never
seen
it.
They're here.
I like it. You've never seen the movie?
That's why Pej didn't get the part.
And now she's dead.
How have you never seen Poltergeist?
I don't watch horror films.
What did you say?
I don't watch horror films.
Does anyone know what he's saying?
He doesn't watch horror films.
And she's dead, and so the other actress who played the other sister, they're both dead.
Nice. Yeah, there was something that happened on that set where they all died, yep.
Like Lee.
Okay, number five?
That's Halloween.
Okay, I do this wrong. Hold on. I'm your friend, too.
Chucky.
Chucky!
Is that new, right?
Yeah, but it's called Child's
Shout
Play.
Shout out to Jen,
right?
Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, Carrie. Oh, nice catch.
Got that one right.
Was John Ritter in that?
What?
Was John Ritter in that?
Was
the
John
Ritter
in Child's
Play? I don't think so.
You know who is
he
in it? Jennifer Tilly.
Sorry.
Oh, Jennifer Tilly was in that movie.
Yeah, she's in it.
Right. Of okay.
Next one, Pej.
This is number eight.
This game
we'll
is
just say
is mine.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
I know that one.
Wait, do it again.
You're a dick.
Try without your shirt.
Good. Okay, okay.
Good.
Wait, take your pants off and do it again.
Sorry, Todd.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Yeah, the line is, we all go a little mad sometimes.
Oh, that's like the Mad Hatter, right? Doesn't it?
Is that another Disney reference? All right, what's that
one? What is it? Psycho.
Psycho.
Oh,
Psycho.
Of course, yes.
Not Seinfeld.
So Seinfeld. Has Oscar now hit a button that says something about fools?
He said, you're a fool because you got it wrong.
He hit it.
Grandpa, he already hit it.
Hard to hear.
You know what? It's the fur around your ear, Jeff.
No, it's not.
It's the sound check that went wrong.
It's a rehearsal.
Okay.
You fail. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's keep going with the game.
A little muffled.
Okay, ready?
So glad we got here an hour early for soundcheck. Okay, go ahead.
Most of us did.
Can't hear shit.
Okay, guys, relax. What's your favorite scary movie?
Scream!
So you guys got all that, but you didn't get the song?
What's
the next one?
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Barbara, please. Mommy dearest.
Wait, someone in the back said it.
No,
what is it?
No.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
We never saw that.
All right, this one's easy. Next one.
Wait, you know the answers?
Well, yeah, I'm not playing.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that could just cheat sheet it.
Yeah. No, don't cheat sheet it.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Where are you at?
Sorry.
You're literally dressed as Freddy Krueger.
There's just no ice in this water.
Just so much water. So much water.
This water is so warm, I can't do room temp.
All right, next one. Pesh.
Okay, sorry.
Do you want to play a game?
Saw.
What?
That's your generation, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, got it. That's a good one. All right,
good movie.
You all better get this one. Go ahead.
I see dead people.
Oh, the Sixth Sense.
Science. No, that's right. Sixth Sense. Sorry. I got my M. Night Shyamalan movie wrong.
What's his name?
M. Night Shyamalan. I got M. Night. Give me a break.
People know him as M. Night.
That was his best movie.
All right, this next one. You should know this next one. Go ahead.
Ready?
I ate his liver with salt.
Silence of the Lambs.
Two Goodbye Horses.
It's the one movie I saw.
I couldn't even understand what he said.
All right, the last one. If you don't say it correctly, they're not going to get it. Okay.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, get in it.
Baseball's warming up. He's getting ready.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Baby.
The Barbarian!
Yes.
All right, thank you, Pesh Vedat. Let's hear it for Pesh. Do I have time to do an audience question?
Yeah, let's keep going. Yeah, we got 5 minutes more.
Okay, great. So does anybody have any questions for us at all?
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Second row.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Corey Fabulous from Long Beach, California.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, Corey Fabulous.
CF.
I'm the long-lost Bridgerton twin.
Yes!
You look good.
Corey Bridgerton. My question is, why wasn't Kian allowed to be Krista's Romeo?
Ooh, good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Leading, I did not cockwalk at all.
Bullshit.
Krista will say that, but the fact is that Kian did not want to be her Romeo. It has nothing to do with me. Is that correct, Kian?
I mean, on the spot from his boss.
Okay, somebody give Kian the mic. You didn't want to do it. You told me you didn't want to do it. Yes or no?
Maybe.
I think Kian went
such a liar.
I think he went about it wrong when he called you at 8:45 at night to ask you about it on
Valentine's Day.
It was supposed to be a joke. It was not supposed to be like something you take serious, like that we're in a relationship. It was
care.
For the show.
He didn't want to do it.
I was just
because you know the story, but you know the story
over,
of Romeo and Juliet.
He didn't want to do it. Don't blame me.
It's not what he told me.
Totally fine.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Somebody please ask Sarah. Do you have a question?
Yes. This question is Mary F.
Is that Sarah? Hey!
Sarah,
what's up, Sarah?
This is Sarah from Texas.
I'm a devil from Jeff Lewis Has Issues. So is Diane. We're the devils from Texas. So I'm Sarah from Texas. Mary F. Kill Jeff. It's Bravo Housewives edition.
Oh. Nice.
Shannon Bedore, Aaron Leachy, Dorinda.
Ooh.
Mary F. Kill. He
did. He wrote it. He had to write it down.
What's that?
I've got it. That's easy.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Carrie,
dual action.
The dual action. F. Aaron. Oh, God. I probably have to kill Dorinda and then marry Shannon.
Aww. Any more questions on this side? So it looks like I'm working.
Oh my gosh, we have
another question.
Does that mean one hand under and one hand top, or two hands on top?
We should try it. Let's experiment.
Oh my God, Jeff, we have another question.
I want to know.
Another question.
Stand up. Tell us your name or your.
Hi, I'm Ben from Beverly Hills.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
Jeff, did you bring any desserts here?
Did I bring any desserts here?
Oh. Is this a code? What does that mean?
Rookie mistake.
Oh, Snickers.
Tell us what you're dressed up as, Ben.
I am a Jeff Lewis live read.
Oh, my God.
My Wendy's, my way.
That is awesome. That's Let's amazing. Hear for Ben.
That's cute.
That is amazing. How many people do we have here, by the way, Jameson?
We have 40, 50 audience members.
Well, thanks for coming today, guys.
And so many great costumes. I hope we'll get to see the. Oh, well, we're all going to go out, so we'll get to see the.
Raise your hand if you're not going. Is anyone not
yeah.
going?
Oh, Jameson.
Frank and I have a party. It's Halloween weekend.
By the way, guys, Jeff loves unsolicited hugs. Just come up to him and just grab him and hug him. He loves it.
You're not going to Schmitty's, Jameson?
It's Halloween weekend.
Brogan and I have a party,
wow.
too.
And you really don't like Schmitty's your job, do you?
I'm here. I'm working on a Saturday, Halloween weekend.
Okay. You don't want to be early to the party, and you don't want to be right on time.
It's a party, and then we're going to a bar. So
meet them at the bar.
All of that.
They're
going
to go to the bar at 7. The party's not till 8.
Okay, I know. I also have to say, I have to clean up. That like I'm working. I'm happy to be here, but I'm also working right now. I have to clean
we're
up.
We're all working.
I know.
I'm not working.
So everybody,
not me. I just love to come here.
And, what you're doing right now is so not hot. Like if I were from right now,
Then I guess we're not having sex.
Go with a glass over there. Everyone make sure they clean up so Jameson doesn't have an excuse.
YOLO, Jameson. Fucking YOLO. It's Saturday night. You're like 28 years old.
I have so much to clean up.
I mean, what does that mean?
You said you're 28,
Jameson. Less yabba dabba and more do.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be at Schmitty's, I promise. Yeah.
We will bully him until he goes.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, I do want to find out all the chumps, your favorite scary movie, Monica. It doesn't have to be Freddy Krueger, but it...
The Shining.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Brogan.
She's long.
What is it? Mike Unbroken.
He doesn't really watch scary
Maybe
movies.
Like Get Out?
Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Pesh? Hollywood Houselift?
It's good. Southern Charm season 9.
Especially, is it JT? JT.
Krista, favorite scary movie?
I just started the Scream movies with my daughter, so I'm going to say Scream.
Which one?
All of them. We just watched all of them.
Which one?
One.
Okay.
That's my favorite. But yeah, they're all good.
Doug?
You know, I just watched The Shining a couple of weeks ago, and it is so freaky, even after all these years. But the documentary on the making of The Shining is even scarier.
Really?
It is even scarier. 29 minutes. It's scary.
Why?
I'm going to watch
like
it.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Yes, because
it's like a conspiracy
what is
theory.
It?
Shelley Duvall is devolving, and everybody yells at her, and they're like, you suck. You didn't. And
Kubrick did that too. Yeah.
They tortured her.
Well, they got a great performance out of her. This is what I do at Jeff Lewis Live.
Like, why do you think I'm so good?
Hitchcock and
yeah. Watch that documentary. It's like
so they tortured her.
Yeah. They were like, she's pulling out clumps of her hair. And she's smoking.
I'm sure there was no coke involved or anything
nothing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Nothing
at all.
Wow. Carrie, your
Lots
favorite scary movie?
Well, all those movies are good, but I would say.
I love all of your answers.
I love all your answers.
Very political.
But I have a memory with Todd of our first scary movie that we saw in the theater. It was called 13 Ghosts. Have you seen that movie with Matt Lillard? It's kind of obscure.
No.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
It's actually pretty good. Yeah. It's it was actually just on AMC the other night.
Yeah.
But it's really creepy about this guy that inherits a house, but there's 13 ghosts that are trapped inside, and then they get locked in, and then each like hour, one of the ghosts gets unlocked. It's pretty neat.
It's the only reason I love it is because I have a nice memory about it. But yeah.
It's rad.
You picked all the other good movies, so I have to come up with some other answer.
Okay.
But yeah.
Just take it down. We're okay.
I think I like Halloween season 1.
Season one?
Well, the first one.
TV show? What are you talking
the
about?
TV version. The docu.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
No, the very first movie.
No,
what about
juice
you,
is better.
No, Get Out's probably my favorite. I was going to say as a joke flipping out, but Pej took that joke.
What about you, Jameson?
Well, you know, I don't really
watch. Well, Frank and I, we love.
Actually, it's funny you ask. I don't really watch scary movies because I get so scared. So, but I like Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's
a
good scary.
That's a terrible
Monroe
answer.
Monroe loves that one, too.
You're scarier right now.
I can't watch. I was shockingly was able to do Halloween Horror Nights. I can't believe it. But I think it was because it was live and we were all together. But movies, hell no. I can't watch a scary movie.
Megan and the Barbarian is actually my favorite performance.
That's scary.
That
she
is
was
scary.
So good in that.
Mm-hmm. Swinging to
Nice wreck.
Alyssa, what about you?
I love Hereditary.
Scary. I've never
That's
heard
awesome.
I love like The Conjuring. I love The Exorcist.
Did you ever see Audrey Rose? From like 1972. Very scary.
Who's
I wasn't there.
All right. I don't think you guys are going to get any of these answers, but we're going to play a game. And then basically, Krista, you have a mic. Monica, you have a mic. I'm going to ask a question. Audience, if you have the answer, raise your hand. Are we ready? Why are black cats associated with Halloween?
Oh, yep. Shit.
Bad luck.
Bad luck. It's associated with witchcraft. Correct.
Wait, I was gonna say
good job, Kath. Yeah, way to go. Kath, what are you dressed as?
Wig.
Okay, I thought I was disco, but yeah. Matt says I look like a streetwalker.
You do look like
Cocaine
a hooker.
Like a disco
A sex worker.
Wow.
Yes. But
she's
in a good
perfect
way.
Chump. I feel like she looks like Glenn Close from Fatal Attraction.
She does.
Yes. Or Luann.
What vegetable is part of a tradition on the night before Halloween?
Eggplant.
How do you know that?
Scream allegedly if you know it.
How do you know that, ma'am?
Habit.
Oh, hi. I'm Allison from Los Angeles. We just did a trivia at work and it came.
Oh my God, this is the same download.
Cabbage. Right, it's the same question.
She's gonna know all
because
the answers.
It smells and people used to put rotten cabbage on doorsteps.
Yes, you're right.
Why?
Her costume is the Little Mermaid, right?
Ursula.
Thank you.
The
I was reaching.
Witch.
Thanks. I've what taken. Was used before pumpkins to make jack-o'-lanterns?
Scream allegedly if you know it.
What was used before pumpkins to make jack-o'-lanterns?
Someone's got it.
Go. Batman, what's up?
Turnips.
Yes.
Wow.
Potatoes and turnips.
Turnips.
Ben and
turn
B.
up.
I've the heard John
Irish
play that game,
started right? the tradition.
China.
Oh, Stu. Oh, God. Everywhere I look, I think of him.
Someone get the time code. We'll remove that in post office.
Lovely seasonings. How many people involved with the making of The Exorcist died during production?
Oh.
I know. It's Zero. Like a Shining docu.
Allegedly. Five.
No.
More or less.
More
than five.
What were they doing?
A lot of people died. Close. Nine.
Wow.
Nine people
While they
died.
Were filming? Or
yes, sink? During production.
What was it one them? Boat everybody was in and it sank? Or nine different occasions?
Nine I don't remember different the lake random scene. Occurrences.
Yeah. Well, Poltergeist, they died after. And the helicopter pilot died in Poltergeist also.
What wow. costume is consistently the most popular, especially among women,
Pulling
from
Patrick.
Year to year? I don't think that's it. Not nurse, no.
You poor simple fools.
Ursula, the
still you want to guess
witch?
That it's over.
A witch?
I mean, it's
the witch.
Yeah,
witch.
Witch,
you're
witch,
right.
There you
go.
You pointed to yourself, yep.
What item is banned in California on Halloween? Uh-oh, Batman. I think Batman knows.
Yeah, go to Batman.
Who's in the back? Ooh. Golly gee.
Silly string?
Yes, how did you know that?
Because he downloaded the same questions that you did.
He works with that woman in the same office.
If you are caught with silly string on Halloween, you could pay up to $1,000 fine.
Wow.
I got two
That's
cans in my
the
pocket
fireworks.
Right now.
So,
thank you, doctor.
Just a little bit of trivia here. I was at a 1,000 years ago. I was at a Heart concert. Heart.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Ooh,
Veruda. And she came up. I was in the front row. And she came up to me, and she's like, I was cute then.
Oh, God.
And she came up to me and was like singing, and I went,
yes.
Nice.
And I sprayed her entire hair in silly string.
You ruined it for everybody.
And then I got removed.
She stopped touring after that.
And now it's illegal here.
And now it's illegal.
Because of you.
Yes. That is a true story.
You really did that?
I was also in the Dramarama video. Marry Me. I happened to be there the day they were filming. Oh, wow. What,
we need the time code. Wait,
this was also in 1977.
Todd is in an Alanis Morissette video, and he accidentally touched her boob.
Yep. You guys, you guys all know that story?
No, tell
us. So Alanis Morissette, her second album, she came out. There was a video called Thank You, and I just moved to L.A., and I got an extra gig. And so basically they were like, okay, Todd, he was a French director. He's like, okay, Todd, you're going to come over and you're going to put your hand on Alanis' stomach. And if you remember that video, she was naked. She had like these giant band-aids to cover her privates. But so I go, okay, great. They're like, back to one. They call action. I walk over and I go, but her hair was in front of her boobs. And I went, and I totally felt her up, and I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And they're like, cut, and they go back to one, and I see Alanis talking to the director and looking over at me, and I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. So then he walks over to me. He's like, okay, Todd, now we're just going to have you touch Alanis's face. So if you ever watch the Thank You video, I think I'm like the fourth person. I have this, like, brown long jacket, but that's my claim to fame. Thank you. That
is it on your resume?
Thank you. Thank you for the clap. It's not on my
resume. Why don't you tell me about the other movie you're in? Dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car?
No.
Yeah, you're a cult member. Yeah. I'm a cult member. I'm in bubble wrap jumpsuit. I hold Ashton Kutcher. Not a very nice man, by the way. But Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, he wasn't that nice.
No. No, not a very nice person at all. Sean William Scott, awesome.
By the way, you know who said that too? Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, he's a prick.
She said he was a dick.
He was a prick. But if you watch Dude, Where's My Car, when he gets held by the bubble wrap jumpsuit, that's me.
And then.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, by the way, I thought this was interesting. Yeah, what sort of mask does Michael Myers wear in the original Halloween?
It's a William Shatner mask. Oh, was I not supposed to do that? Sorry.
How did you know that?
Because everybody knows that. That's like Halloween trivia.
I didn't know that.
Painted white. Painted white. Thank you, Oscar.
Due to budgetary restrictions, the studio used the cheapest mask they could find, a $2 William Shatner mask that they spray painted white.
Yeah, that's like common trivia. This is, you downloaded off of like... What a great Halloween costume.
William Shatner has
Tamara.
This is from our intern, Maura. I thought she did a great job, but apparently not, because...
Is it a William Shatner mask or a Captain Kirk mask?
Well, it's probably Captain Kirk, because that was his show different. At the time, yeah. Okay.
What present-day Halloween game has its roots in a courting love ritual? What's a perverted Halloween game? We all know.
Trick or
suck
and
blow?
Yep. Yeah, you know.
What is it called?
Bobbing for apples.
Oh, which we're going to be doing at Schmitty's later on, everybody.
Do you have the address of Schmitty's?
Yeah, it's
But we're not supposed to say it on air, right?
You're going
to
do it.
Who cares?
It's live to tape. We're going to be gone. Santa Monica and Hancock. Just
Doug, is there parking there?
He said Hancock. He said Hancock.
No parking. No parking.
It's very challenging.
Is there a parking structure across the street? Do they have the valet?
Actually,
there's a little parking structure just to the west of it. Don't park at Pavilions. You'll get towed.
Oh, you will get towed.
Or you'll back your car into a planter and put a giant hole in your bumper if it's your wife's car.
It jumped out at me.
By the way, what percentage of Americans pretend they're not home on Halloween?
73. 47.
1 in 5 adults, 21%.
Doug's one of them.
They play pretend.
And they lay on their $5,000 bed.
Yes. Can't wait. I cannot wait.
You can't wait to go home and get in bed.
No. I would be there. I would be in bed right now if I wasn't here. I gotta go. No, I really. It's that good. You're gonna experience it.
So, Jameson, you will be buying drinks today at Schmitty's. You and Frank.
Yeah, I'll be buying drinks for everyone.
Yeah.
So just
water, free
Jameson,
water.
Jameson Scalise tab.
Yeah, just give them the name Jameson Scalise. Exactly.
The Underhills tab.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
All right. Well, we'll be glad to see you there.
Thank you. I will be glad to be there, and I'll be glad to. All of you, and I'll be happy to see all of you from the audience. After
this. We're going. Okay, so we're gonna go directly after this, right? We're gonna do a step and repeat thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we all know what you want.
We have to clean first.
Yeah, yeah. Over.
I have to clean up.
We have to clean up first.
No, I just have a party. Like, it's like, you know, I'm working on Saturday and it's like, I gotta go clean up.
Well, let's do this at the simultaneously. While you do the step and repeat, Jameson will clean and I'll watch.
But we want to thank everyone for being here today for the special Jeff Lewis Halloweeny event. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer.
Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.